After the Gulf bloodbath, the United States diversifies and consolidates its gains in the Middle East. This is Mid-Notes Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Southern Lebanon is new ground for the realization of U.S. war aims to generate divisions among Middle East Arab countries. There, factions of the Palestine Liberation Organization were recently forced out of their long-held military bases by the Lebanese army. Lebanon is solidly controlled by America's new ally, Syria. Foreign ministers from Lebanon and Syria in June ratified the Treaty of Brotherhood, Cooperation, and Coordination between the two countries. The treaty, signed by Lebanese President Elias Harawi and President Hafez al-Assad of Syria, pledges the two parties to mutual obligations in political, economic, defense, security, and social affairs. Syria's foreign minister said the treaty marked the first formal acknowledgement by Syria of Lebanon's independence. But having conquered Lebanon militarily, Syria's recognition of the smaller nation's independence was nothing but a diplomatic show. The treaty also said Lebanon must not allow itself to become a corridor or springboard for any force, state, or organization hostile to Syria, some independence. The puppet Lebanese government in June appointed 40 new members of parliament, including 13 cabinet members, all heavily oriented towards Syria. Before the addition of the new appointees, the parliament was about 90% pro-Syrian. Syria, a new ally of the United States after President Assad's cooperation against Iraq, has full U.S. endorsement in its occupation of Lebanon. The Syrian army was in Lebanon long before the U.S. war against Iraq, and the sudden U.S. recognition appears to be the American reward to Syria for helping to destroy Iraq. The Bush administration's much-celebrated window of opportunity for peace in the Middle East, meeting an unprecedented chance to crush Palestinian aspirations and drive out Soviet influence, has resorted back to the same old forms of oppression. Syria and the PLO had been united in their opposition to the U.S. plan for a regional peace conference. They were instead calling for an international peace conference under the supervision of the United Nations. But now, in a direct slap in the face to the PLO, Syria is agreeing to the Middle East peace conference. Yet, a strong contradiction persists as Assad attempts to keep good relations with the PLO. The PLO maintains its expression of popular Palestinian sentiment against the war and its after effects in Palestine. Assad's attempts to walk both sides of the fence with regard to Palestine reflect his understanding of popular pro-Palestinian sentiment in his own country as well. The United States has accomplished most of its war goals, which included fracturing inter-Arab alliances and consolidating its strongest client states in the region, Egypt and Israel. America is also diversifying its holdings in the region, securing support from Syria and the Gulf oil powers. The U.S. will apparently continue its efforts to mute independent Arab powers or anti-imperialist regional alliances by buying off corrupt governments and sinking underdeveloped countries further into the cycle of dependency. War and economic aid are two sides of the same coin of domination. Further, by sabotaging Arab support for the PLO, the United States is also able to pacify Israel, and by simultaneously building up other powers in the region, the United States can afford to decrease Israel's importance in its future plans. For the U.S., Israel has been a tool, but also a liability. Because no matter how far the governments of Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, and other U.S. allies go in selling out their people, popular support in the region will be for the Palestinians and unequivocally against Israel. As the United States consolidates its new regional order in the Middle East, there should be no more illusions about peace and prosperity in the wake of the war. American imperialism has got its claws dug even further into the sand now, and they won't be easily pulled out. For more information, send your questions or comments to Min Notes and Commentary, Min Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station,